Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The Aaron Boone Report is brought to you by Benjamin Moore, your neighborhood paint experts, by Montefiore Doing More, by Winters Brothers Waste Systems. Conveniently rent a dumpster online at WintersBros.com, Long Island's number one choice for waste removal. WintersBros.com, by Wing Creek Bethlehem Let's Play, and by Jersey Mike's, the official sub sandwich shop of the New York Yankees. They are the hottest team in baseball. Aaron Boone is their manager. Aaron, how you doing?
Hi, Aaron. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
We're doing all right.
What a difference
a week makes. Oh, my God. Last time we talked to you guys were reeling. Now you're scoring for, 20 runs a night.
it's been a good week, obviously. Obviously getting some guys back and just starting to play well. I think guys, really starting to play with a little bit of a swagger and an expectation that we're going to go out and beat you. That's a good feeling to have.
And you are healthy, like you mentioned. I saw Gleyber Torres is in the lineup. Giancarlo Stanton's back in the lineup. Aaron Judge isn't playing today. How and what should Yankee fans expect over the next week and a half in terms of those guys three specifically and how often they're going to go out and play for you?
Yeah, Gleyber should be, pretty much good to go. I'll probably get him at least one off here in the next, 11 left, so... and then with Judge, he'll go tomorrow and Saturday back to back, and then probably have the day game off Sunday, and then probably three or four in a row in the Toronto series, and probably another off day. But they should be pretty ramped up into that final week, both him and Giancarlo.
You guys, I'm talking about how much runs you guys have scored lately, but really the turnaround really was because of the pitching. Go back to. Last Thursday, have Davey Garcia, maybe the biggest spot of the year, and he comes through for you, and then everybody, Cole, Tanaka, Montgomery, really, the pitching really got this winning streak going for you here, Aaron.
Yeah, it really has. And I would go back to the day before we finally broke through and won, when we lost that game in Buffalo to the Blue Jays, where Jay Happ pitched really well, and we lost 2-1. But I felt like it was the first day in several where we had good at-bats. We just didn't score. We had a lot of good at-bats up and down. We hit a couple balls in tough luck with runners in scoring position. But it was the first day where collectively I thought our at-bats really started to improve. And then from there, it's kind of taken off. And then obviously we've added a few more guys into the mix and feel like we're a dangerous club right now.
Is it a coincidence, or is there something you like about the combination of Gerrit Cole and Kyle Higashioka? Now, we know he hit the three home runs yesterday, but he's also caught him his last three starts.
I think it's probably a little bit of a coincidence in that, Gerrit had come off a couple of, by his standards, tough starts, and that just wasn't going to continue, especially based on what we were seeing and how we felt like he was throwing the ball. And I think sometimes we forget it, even though it's late, it in a lot of ways, three, four starts ago was very early in the season, and you're kind of finding your way a little bit. But there's no question that I feel like they've had a really good rapport. They've worked very well together. But I've felt that way with Gary too. I feel like Gary and Gerrit have clicked too, even since spring training. But there's no question that Higgy and him have been in a good rhythm here these last few, and it's something that I'm considering to continue.
So Higashioka gives you a Reggie Jackson like performance last night. Does he get another start tonight because of that?
he's not in there tonight. I consider him like rough league when you hit three homers and you're not in there the next day. So I told him he could top step it tonight and wave to the fake fans and kind of bask in the glow of his three homer game. But he's going to be back in there. He's starting to play a little bit more and earning more and more opportunities, and feel really good about where he's at. Just, you know, not that we expect him to hit three home runs, but, you know, it's not a stunner in that we know the kind of power that he has. And then to go along with, he's really an elite receiver. Great hands behind the plate. Feel like, you know, and over the last few years, he's really grown, I think, in our culture, just as far as being more confident in his voice and having more of a command of and a respect of the pitchers, and more involved in game planning and things like that. And obviously, he's in a really good place right now.
So with all that said, we got 11 games before the playoffs start. It's pretty safe to say you guys are going to be a playoff team. Will you strongly consider starting him in the postseason with not only the rapport that you mentioned, he does have the three home run game, and Gary is still only hitting 134, so is it a legitimate option?
Yeah, absolutely, he's a legitimate option. So, you know, we'll kind of see how this plays out here over the last 11 games and try and make the best decision to give us the best chance to win once we get to the postseason.
You know, Evan and I have talked about this, Aaron. Of course, we're talking to Aaron Boone, the manager of the Yankees, who are red hot right now. They'll try to wrap up their series and sweep the Blue Jays. I think it's eight in a row now, and you know, who knows where it goes from here. But we talked about this. You got a best of three to open the playoffs, all right? And, you know, it's best two out of three. Would you consider holding Garrett Cole, let's say, to – if you lost game one, he pitches game two. You know, if you won game one, maybe you hold him out to the third game just in case. I mean, how about that? I mean, have you thought about that, Aaron?
Oh, yeah. Not so much the third game. I don't know if I'd consider that, because either way, if you go in the first two games, you're still going to be lined up to go in a game one scenario in a division series. So,
right.
But those are conversations we're starting to have where, you know, you could consider going with him on a game two, and especially how things line up, you know, moving forward the end of this week and on into next week. He's scheduled to go Monday, so, you know, pitching next weekend on a full start doesn't really line up real well with a three-game series. So these are things we're talking about and considering, and, you know, he'll be a part of that process too.
What I thought was interesting, and I know this whole season has been, you know, we're sort of making it up as we go along. And
heavy.
Yes. But when you said the other day, you know, we just found out, or you just found out about this playoff schedule that there's no off days, would that have potentially impacted what you guys would have done at the trade deadline? Because now, all of a sudden,
right,
bullpen depth, rotation depth, it matters more than ever. Would that have changed your guys' philosophy at all?
You know what? I think it's conceivable that it could have changed some front offices, you know, decisions and the way they certainly go about things. Yeah, I think that's fair to wonder. I haven't specifically asked Cash that, but it's definitely fair to wonder that.
Well, and let me ask you this too, because I know Yankee fans are thinking ahead. I'm thinking ahead. You guys are in the divisional series. There's no off days. You're playing five straight days. Would you be comfortable pitching, let's say, Zach Britton 5 days in a row? Or is there a cutoff where you'd say, well, this is too much?
Yeah, it's hard for me to envision that. But so, look, I really feel like the format is a good thing for us, because I feel like the better offenses, it's going to favor, because the reality of the situation is, you know, unlike in years past where you do have the off days, it's going to be hard for one or two dominant starting pitchers to dominate a series like they traditionally do.
Right,
I mean, obviously they're going to have a huge say, but what I'm saying is you're going to have to lean on not only 9 and 10 pitchers, but you're in a 5 and a 7 game series where you're playing every day, all 12, 13, 14 pitchers, whatever it is that you end up using, are going to play a role and pitch in a significant standpoint at some point in the series. You know, otherwise, you know, guys will end up getting overexposed, overused, and less effective. So the whole roster is absolutely going to come in play for every team come this postseason.
Is it fair to say that Davey Garcia is your number three starter now?
I don't know. I mean, I feel great about really the way Jay Happ's thrown the ball, obviously the way Davey has thrown the ball, and now Montgomery, after two tough starts, really bounced back and looked like the guy that we've seen throughout the year. So I feel like I feel really good about all five of our guys right now. Who's our number three? Not sure. It certainly, Davey's put himself in that conversation, but the way Jay Happ's throwing the ball, the same can be said. And if Jordan bounces back and continues to throw, we feel good about him as well.
Now, here's another thing I'm fascinated about. So you get Garrett Cole game one divisional series. And like you said in the past, that he would be able to pitch game five. Like it wouldn't be, even the guy who pitched game two could pitch game five on regular rest. Do you think you'll be comfortable or would be comfortable pitching Garrett Cole on short rest in a winner take all game five? It's not something he's ever done. I was looking it up out of curiosity. Like, he's never pitched on short rest. When you look ahead to potentially a division series, do you think that's something you guys would feel comfortable doing?
Look, I mean, in a lot of ways, that's a long ways away. But that's going to be something that's probably at least somewhat in play, or something that we consider, something that we seriously talk about. Hopefully, as we move forward in the playoffs, and if we're able to continue to advance, you know, obviously those chances are likely to present themselves. So, you know, I'd at least say it's possible.
Does it matter to you? Only the first round, the best of three, is going to be in the team's home stadiums. You know, obviously, just in one stadium. Does that matter to you? I mean, will you manage to try to get, you know, those three games at Yankee Stadium?
Of course, we'd want to play here. I mean, that goes without saying. Now, the tricky part about that is when you get to the weekend, you know, are you really going to throw Masahiro and Cole in a full start on the weekend and jeopardizing them for the three-game series? Probably not. So I think we're going to play it to absolutely win. We might have to do it a little bit different come that final weekend, where we hope, you know, whether it's a division, whether it's playing for a higher seed, whether it's playing for a home field advantage in that first round, we might have to do it a little different, but we'll want it.
We're talking Aaron Boone, manager of the Yankees. How did Aaron Judge feel after his first game back? All good with him?
Yeah, good. And I just actually, before I got on with you, I was talking with him and came out great. He actually popped his head in my office last night, just looked in with a wry grin, like, any chance tomorrow? And I was just like, no, keep walking. We got a plan in place, and I think he understands that. But no, everything went well last night.
You know, Evan and I were talking about the MVP in the American League, and I think you got two MVP candidates. I mean, LeMayu is just unbelievable, and Voit has had just a crazy year. How about that? You think maybe one of these guys could win the AL MVP, Aaron?
I don't see why not. I mean, they both have obviously been phenomenal, have had great years. Obviously, when DJ was out, along with a few others, is you know, one of the times we really struggled. Luke's been that constant for us all season, where you wonder where we'd be without him. And, yeah, he's just, I think, finally getting the credit for, you know, I think a lot of people said, oh, yeah, he's done a great job, you know, under the radar. And I don't think he's under the radar anymore. This is who we've seen really since we got him in August of 2018, you know, minus probably about a 4-6 week period at the end of last season where he was dealing with the sports hernia issue. He's been an elite hitter, period, and he's taken it to even another level this year.
It's crazy how good he's been. Let me go back to Saturday. So when you went out to the mound to check on Aroldis, what was said? I'm just so curious. Like, what, clean it up if you have to, but what was said?
I'm like, are you all right?
Right.
And it was basically, yeah, I wasn't even sure at first, but I think everyone knows the story by now, but the fact that he rolled through, I think, 1, 2, 3, and we ended up having a good laugh about it as he sprinted off the field.
Hey, you know, this is a serious question now in regards to that. How often does something like that happen? Because, I mean, I assume, like, the game's going on, you're not, you know, going for bathroom breaks all the time. So is this something that's more common than maybe us common folk, Joe and I, even realize?
I don't know. I don't... I'm usually not checking on those kind of things. So I don't think it's that common to where, you know, a guy's in the middle of action where it comes knocking on the door like that.
What's your, again, we're talking to Aaron Boone. What's your thoughts on the, you know, playing in neutral site for the playoffs after the first round? What do you think about that?
You know, I've kind of been resigned to it for a while. You know, hopefully we're in that situation, and you know, in a way you look forward to it. It'll be, you know, something different, kind of cool. You know, a little weird being in a bubble, you know. Don't like having to say goodbye to my family for hopefully a long time right now, but you know, if we're in that position to be one of those teams at the neutral site, I think it'll be something that'll be pretty exciting.
Yeah, what jumped out at me a few days ago, and it actually happened with a Met player, Wilson Ramos, talked about how he goes home, he's not with his family, he happens to not be with his family right now, and all he thinks about is baseball, and it's actually hurt him. And I thought about that. I was like, man, that does make a lot of sense. You know, you go home with your family, you can kind of distract yourself if you're slumping and kind of get over it, you know, or just not think about it. Come to the ballpark, you're ready to go. How about that aspect? Because I know when you guys go to Boston this weekend, like, you're packing your bags. Like, you're not going to see your family for a while because there's the quarantine when you come back. How has that affected players, and do you think it could affect players, especially as this could be, I mean, you may be away for a month and a half. It could be an extended period of time.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to say, you know. I mean, look, I mean, we could break down 2020 forever, you know, and all the different things that have come up that have, you know, caused people strife or, you know. So just add this to the list. At what level it affects guys, I'm sure there's some parts of it that, you know, have led to certain people struggling. There's probably some aspects of it that have allowed guys to really just let baseball be a distraction and a focus and has allowed them to kind of thrive in it. So I think every kind of situation, every kind of adverse situation affects guys in different ways, and it comes out in individual ways sometimes in their performance.
Are you surprised, Aaron? I mean, with all the craziness of this season, you know, shutting team, you know, when the Marlins got shut down, the Cardinals got shut down, the Mets got shut down that weekend, all the different stuff that went. Are you surprised that we've made it to this far and it looks like we're going to make it here? I mean, how about that?
I don't know that I'm surprised. I mean, maybe I was naively optimistic going in. But, you know, I planned for it like we're going to do this, knowing that, you know, it was tenuous and knowing that, you know, certain things could bring it all down. And obviously right out of the gate almost, we had the Marlin issue. That spilled over and affected us. So I guess I'm not surprised because I was planning for this and expecting this, but I will say I was maybe a little naive to not be surprised.
I got a little geeky lineup question because we haven't seen all these guys together. Obviously, Aaron Judge is usually in the two hole. Luke Voigt's kind of done that with Judge being out. With all the right-handers back on that perfect day where Gleyber and Giancarlo and Voigt and Judge are there, are you comfortable stacking them all together and dropping an Aaron Hicks towards the bottom of the order, or do you put value in having a lefty breaking up a lot of those right-hand bats?
I really like Hicks in the three-hole because he gets on base and doesn't put the ball on the ground. And I think the three-hole is a spot in the lineup that, you know, you come up with nobody on base more than anyone else. You come up with a man on first with nobody more than anyone else. And so I really value the ability to not put the ball on the ground and be a double play candidate, but also that you get on base at a high level. So I feel like when all our guys are in there, and I like the fact as a switch hitter, he splits our guys up. But when you're talking about LeMahieu, Judge, and Hicks, all guys that are going to get on base more than 38% of the time ahead of Voigt, Stanton, Torres, Frey, you know, whoever behind in real RBI situations. I really like how that stacks up.
Interesting.
Aaron, we appreciate it, man. Keep it rolling, and we'll talk to you next week, all right?
All right. Take care, guys.
Thank you.
Excited about your Mets?
Oh, we're so excited. We're excited that Steve Cohen is going to own the team. That's what excites us right now.
All right.
I'll tell you this, Aaron. We may, you know, it's possible that final weekend against the Marlins, you know, we may need a little bit of help there.
A little help.
Okay, Aaron. It won't matter. Don't worry.
Probably not.
Take care. I'll talk to you guys next week.
All right. Be good, Aaron.
Aaron Boone, brought to you also by Jersey Mike's. It's all about the ingredients, freshly baked bread, perfectly sliced fresh produce, the absolute highest quality meats piled high. Jersey Mike slices each and every sub. Fresh to order, never pre-sliced or packaged. Jersey Mike's, the official sub sandwich shop of the New York Yankees. That's actually very interesting. That means, because he basically committed, Aaron Hicks is batting third. That means you're looking at Voit, Stanton, Glaber, 4-5-6. And then a bottom of the order that features Clint Frazier and Gary Sanchez.
Right.
It's a very deep lineup, that's for sure.
Oh, well. That's for sure.
I mean,
that goes without saying, doesn't it?
Well, it's a far cry, Joe, from Brett Gardner batting third.
No, and, I know, of course.
What the lineup looked
like a
few days ago.
It's amazing what a different team, like a week, like how bad of stretch of baseball they played, and now like they're a juggernaut. It's amazing.
Yeah. Look, you may be looking at, and he kept the door open for Kyle Higashioka actually playing over Gary Sanchez. I think the next 10 days will tell a big story, but whoever the catcher is probably going to bat ninth. I mean, think about it. When all these guys are healthy, and I forget Gio Urshela, can't forget him, you're looking at a 7-8-9, however you want to put it together, of Gio, Clint, and then the catcher. So, you know, Gary Sanchez may be hitting ninth when all said and done.
Could be.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.